Rise and Shine on Channel Africa from an African perspective. I am Kwimbero Mnjelele. Good morning. The 1st of March will see the implementation of the increased annual earnings threshold determined by South Africa's Minister of Employment and Labour in the amount of about $14,000. This represents an increase of about $400 from the previous amount, which has been in effect since 1st July 2014. The earnings threshold impacts on the application of provisions of the basic conditions of Employment Act 1997, the Labour Relations Act 1995, and the Employment Equity Act 1998. To further discuss this, Tracy Boomgard spoke to Tamsanqa Miller, an associate in the employment practice at a law firm in South Africa, Clef Dyker Hofmeyr.
The minimum wage for a very long time has been at around 205,000 rand. Now it's been increased to 211,000 rand, and that means that more employees who earn below the threshold of 211,596.30 will enjoy bigger and more protections, both from the Labour Relations Act, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, and as well as other employment legislation that we have in the country.
So now, in excess of the earnings threshold, and how is this calculated?
So if it would be whether or not you fall above or below the threshold of 211,000 rand divided by 12. So employees, that should give you roughly around just under 20,000 rand. So employees who earn below that amount monthly on their basic salary would be considered as employees who earn below the threshold, and those who earn above that would be considered employees who earn above the threshold.
Now, what will be the repercussions for employers who fail to comply with the new minimum wage base rate?
Part of the repercussions would be, for instance, employees wanting to... It would depend on the rights that employees want to exercise. For instance, those employees who... earn below the threshold, because that's the offer between them and the employer, and want to refer particular disputes to the CCMA, would now have access to those to the CCMA, whereas before they wouldn't have. It also means that the band of who is considered to be a vulnerable employee in South Africa is expanded to include people who earn below 17,633 rand per month. And for instance, those employees who then are employed via temporary employment services or on fixed term contract of employment become much more protected, and the band of those employees who fall within those protections in the LRA are also increased.
Now let's talk about the gradual equalization of the minimum wage for domestic workers and farm workers.
Yeah, I think that's it's a step in the right direction. Farm workers, for instance, now would be entitled to 21 rand per hour, and domestic workers would be entitled to 19 rand per hour. This means that more and more employees who work in those sectors will have a better income, and that their money will their salaries or their basic salaries will be calculated at a much more favorable rate than was before. Before, we were looking at 20 rand for domestic workers and 21 rand for farm workers.
What is the role of the minimum wage in reducing inequality and disparities in income in the national labor market?
I think that one goes to the more people earn, the better quality and standard of living that they're able to enjoy. And so if the minimum wage is increased, employers aspire to meet the minimum wage where they can. And in protected sectors such as farm workers and domestic workers, it means that employees have a legal right not to earn beneath the minimum wage that has been set by those particular sectors.
We are seeing so many people losing their jobs now. And with the minimum wage coming in to effect, would that not put more pressure on businesses and companies as well as employees?
It would in the context of those employees who are in the specific sectors where, for instance, there is a minimum for for hourly work. Minimum wage, however, in the context of what is regarded as the threshold in South Africa, would not impact the employers much, because employers are allowed to offer and pay employees beneath the minimum wage. It's just that what is the protections that they then enjoy in terms of South African employment legislation is much wider than those who earn above.
And that was Thamsanqa Ngamila, an associate in the employment practice at a law firm in South Africa, Clef Dekker.